Good morning and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley on a glorious Friday morning, mostly
glorious.
Sunny side. I know,
Nice.
I'm into the weekend. It's just glorious weekend.
Hey, baby.
Talk about Halloween trick-or-treating last night, but today, mostly sunny skies, high near 60, clear and cold this evening. Keep that in mind if you're heading out to any high school football games. 34 is the low, and then Saturday, sunny with a high near 61. So a beautiful couple of days here in Central Ohio and Licking County. And I'll tell you, last night we had trick-or-treat out in Pataskala, and I know other communities did as well. I've never had so much fun in my life. I mean, my little brother was into it from the get-go. I picked him up at his mom's house, and he's got his banana outfit on costume. And I'm like, all right, big guy, let's go have some fun. And yeah, it was a blast.
My wife has the banana costume. She upgraded this year. Well, to her, an upgrade. She went this year as a giant foot.
A giant foot?
A giant foot.
Okay. How'd that look?
Well, it's as you would guess. 5 toes, a heel, and she walked around town and worked all day. And
oh, my.
They did trick-or-treating, I think, like the last hour that the library was
open. She's at the Utica Library.
Yeah. So big fun, and got called out by community members because, you know, she walks during her lunch hour and stuff like that, and she kept the costume on, so.
And do we have said pictures of costume as bribery for later?
There's pictures up on Facebook.
And you didn't do anything, though. You didn't dress
up.
No, I didn't think. I didn't know, maybe if you were like a big toenail polish thing or something and just walked beside
her. No, I'm not permitted to get that close.
Dr. Scholl's foot odor
corn
thing.
Pad. No. No, although that's a good fodder for next year.
I'm telling you. Yeah. He's got to jump in. I mean, but him as a banana last night was just hilarious. And the kids that came up and were getting candy from us kept mentioning how good he looked. And I don't know who was more excited, giving out the candy like he was or the kids getting it. Yeah. I mean, it was just, and I told him, I said, you know, you can let them pick it out themselves, whatever they want. He's like, no, I want to hand it to him. I'm like, okay, knock yourself out.
Yeah.
So a man just grabbed a couple.
Well, how was his picker? Was his picker good?
Well, when mama buys good candy, you can't go wrong.
This is what I'm saying.
I mean, come on now.
Let the boy roll, man.
She had the Reese's peanut butter cups, and I had them buried at the bottom, hoping that he wouldn't hand them out so I have something to eat. And he's like, look, there's some peanut. I'm like, yeah, I know. That's why I put them at the bottom of the bowl, Junior. Leave them down there.
Yeah.
But they were gone.
Yeah.
And I was joked that we bought so much. I didn't. She did. The wife bought a ton of candy this year. And I got to tell you, if it had not started raining about 6:50, 7 o'clock, we probably would have gone through it because we stopped passing out around 7:20. That's when people were like, we've had enough, can't do it anymore, can't walk in it anymore. So, I mean, usually it goes to 8 o'clock, and I'll be out there till 8 passing out candy. But once the rain came in, and it came down pretty decently for a while, then, you know, kind of broke out and came back. I just think people were like, all right, that's it, we're done.
Yep.
Because I was telling you, the most popular outfit I saw last night was dads holding umbrellas. And that's how it was.
Grumpy dads for Halloween.
And a lot of them had it down to a science,
right
to
on.
May I say. But for the most part, just a lot of fun, a lot of laughs. Found out a loyal listener to both our stations lives not too far from me. So he's walking, and I see him walking. I told him, come on up in the driveway, and we started to kibitz and just had a lot of fun. It was a good night. And again, we all know I'm not a Halloween guy, but last night was just an absolute joy.
Maybe the tide's turning a little on Halloween, maybe.
Well, if I keep the little guy with me around. Yeah. Now to the point of, you know, we've got the granddaughter who's only seven, eight weeks old, so obviously she didn't do it. But I already told him, I said, now look, next year when we got her in the stroller, you and I are pushing her around instead of standing here handing out candy. And I don't think he liked that at all. I think he was more like, no, we'll stay here and pass out candy.
Yeah.
It's for the kids. Let the kids have the fun.
Right on.
And that's what it was all about last night. Although I did tell you that I saw a family dressed as the Incredibles, and it was dad and I just were sitting there laughing and holding the little one, and mom had her outfit on. They were pretty funny. I mean, as I said to you, he looked like he wanted to be anywhere else but dressed as an Incredible, but he was playing it to the tilt. I mean, he was funny. It was really, really a good night. So I know some may be doing it again this weekend, you know, if they postpone them because of the weather last night. I don't know. But we did have some people driving through the neighborhoods like they forgot it was, and one of the moms who was walking yelled out, slow down.
Yeah.
And the guy kind of looked back like, oh, yeah, wait, it's Halloween. So, I mean, you got to be careful. And as many times as you tell kids don't dart across the street, happened four or five times last night.
Sure.
You're just, you know, keeping
your eyes
open.
You hear there's good candy across the street. Where are you going to go?
But see here. Okay, look. See, this is even my little brother, Saddam. I'm glad you brought this up. Isn't there a science to it? Don't you just, like, when we started, Mom always said, go up, go around, go down, come down the other block, come back home. What happened to that? What happened with just walking up one side of the street, going to where it ends, coming down the other side, and then coming home?
Well,
what happened to that? Now, like you said, parental
control isn't what it used to be, I think.
I mean, but parents are with them.
And
parents last night said to the one, oh, he's open over there, and I'm sitting here holding my candy like, yeah. Well, what do you think I'm out here for?
Yeah.
When did that happen? I mean, it used to be.
Fear of missing out. You see somebody else opened up fresh, and you're like, hey, get in on the good stuff. I don't know.
I just couldn't. And he and I, my little brother and I, kept sitting going, why are they doing that? I mean, they're literally walking out of my bottom of my driveway to go across the street.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know I look like grumpy old man, but I got good candy. I mean, I got a kid dressed as a banana handing it out.
Maybe the banana was off-putting to some people. You don't know.
I don't know. I don't. I kept asking. I said, what do you do? He goes, no, we were always taught you go up one side and come down the other. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, you don't want to miss any, I wouldn't think.
See, and that's how I think. Yeah. If you go up one side, all right, I know I started here. I got all those homes done. But if I'm starting to jump back and forth, I'm like, well, wait a minute. Did I get that home?
Mm-hmm.
Or you're being tricky and want to try to go back and get him twice, but you're not going to fool the old man. I mean, there's only so many Lilo and Stitches I will see. don't try that. But yeah,
you look very familiar, Mr. Minion. Talk a minute.
That's right.
And see if you get some candy or not.
How many times can you come by here before I go, no.
That's hilarious.
So it was, again, we just had a ball last night, him and I handing out candy, and it was just a great time. So if you still got that going on, be careful. Of course, obviously, tonight is high school football. We'll get into that after the break. We got the Newark Upper Arlington game this evening as the Wildcats try to...
7-3 Wildcats.
That's right.
7-3, baby.
Come on, let's make it 8-3.
Right on.
I'd be very happy. And again, nothing against Upper Arlington. God bless them, you know. But they're playing against Newark. Sorry for your luck. We ain't cheering for the Golden Bears tonight. That's all there is to it. So hopefully Coach Franks and his team can get it done, but we'll dive into that after the break. Big day today is now you're into the final weekend of voting. And Joel, I don't know a person in this world. And I don't care. You ask the candidates, and I have. They can't wait for this to be over as well. I just cannot wait.
Yeah.
Let's just get this done, please, can we?
Yes. I think I'm for that. And I again, the numbers astound me how much money's being spent. But in Ohio, the Bernie Marino, Sherrod Brown battle has got to be, it has to be one of the key ones in the country, because the money pouring in and pouring on media is amazing. Every station you watch, every commercial break you see, Bernie, Sherrod, Bernie, sometimes back to back with opposing messages. I mean, completely opposite messages. So, yeah, I think it'll be nice when it's over.
I don't know of anybody who's not going to be happy that this is done. Early voting continues this weekend. You can vote tonight at the Licking County Board of Elections until 7:30.
Yeah, already 2 million people in Ohio
have
voted. And it's interesting to me because the stat was like 42% mail-in, 58% in person.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the take home on that is convenience.
Yep.
It's like, I know I'm going to be jammed up, or I don't want to fight the crowds or whatever it is on election day. So I'm still going to go down. I'm still going to vote in person, but I'm going to do it on my own time.
Yep.
So I would have thought mail-in would have been way more popular.
Well, I think what happened with that is you started to hear how some of these rules changed where, you know, if you drop it off in the post box, it's got to be you dropping it off. I mean, there was a lot of, you said you helped your mom fill hers out, and there was a lot of paperwork into that. So I think people are just like, okay, you know what? I'm just going to run down to the Board of Elections. I'm just going to vote. Now, half of the Doney family, my wife and my oldest son, voted in person already. Mm-hmm. They're done. I think the youngest is going to vote on election day because I believe he's off that day.
Yeah.
But they went down and just voted, you know, in person. So, again, it's whatever your preference is. As I said before, I don't care when you vote, how you vote, just vote.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's all that matters. That's your right. Go vote and take care of it. So, you know, get it done. But, yeah, the numbers are unbelievable as we look at, you know, we talked earlier this week to Brian Mead, Licking County Board of Elections Director, And between the two, vote in, walk in, you know, early in person and absentee, they're going to push 50,000 without any problem. Mm-hmm. I mean, so a lot of folks in Licking County taking advantage of that as well.
I wonder if it's just if I vote, maybe it'll stop.
Yeah, well.
I cast my ballot already. Turn the dang box off.
Now, you could do that, but yeah. Here's the thing. I always tell people, you change the channel, it's not going to matter. You're going to find them somewhere.
Absolutely.
You're going to get hit by them somehow.
Everywhere.
Yeah, so you got the early voting until 7:30 this evening. Then tomorrow, the Licking County Board of Elections will be open from 8 until 4. And then Sunday from 1 to 5. As a reminder, no early in-person voting on Monday. That changed a couple of years ago. So if you're thinking about doing that, you've got until 7:30 this evening, and then you have until 8, and you'll have 8 until 4 on Saturday and Sunday from 1 to 5. We'll take a break. We'll be back. We'll talk a little bit of high school football coming up next on Buckeye Country 107.7. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley. As I said earlier, a glorious Friday morning. Mostly sunny skies today. High right around 60. Clear and cold tonight, low near 34. And then Saturday, sunny with a high near 61. Now, on Sunday, they changed it a little bit when I came in this morning. Now they're saying could see a little slight chance of rain on Sunday, but still pretty much a mostly sunny day. Just a little bit of chance of rain on Sunday. And it'll be warmer, too, right around 69. So, again, just a good-looking weekend if you want to get out and do different things. I know folks will be busy tonight getting out to high school football games. You've got so many teams in action. You got two home games with Licking Valley and Granville are going to be home. And then you got Newark, which we'll talk about here in a second. You got Watkins. You got Utica, Northridge, Johnstown. I don't think I'm forgetting anybody, but I may have missed one. Oh, Licking Heights. They're on the road tonight in high school football. So, but, I mean, think about that. 9 teams from Licking County are alive and in the playoffs. Doesn't get much better than that.
You're not wrong. Football's been really good this year.
Yes, it has. There have been a lot of teams. You know, Northridge has been one of those surprise teams. Utica, the last couple of years, has been a team that's made some noise. So it'll be interesting to see how that all plays out tonight. But again, everybody I know is as funny as we're just talking about the Wildcats and what they've done in the community. 7-3 this year. First winning record in a very, very long time. Last Friday night, their win over Lancaster. You know, their arch rival was just a great atmosphere over there. And I would think Newark fans will travel to Upper Arlington. That's not bad of a drive. I've never been over there for a game, so this will be fun for me. First time I've been to that stadium. But I would think they'd have a decent crowd over there.
I would think so. But Golden Bears have great tradition. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, in the heart of Columbus, and I mean, you know, named for, well, Jack Nicklaus is named after them because of the Golden Bears mm-hmm. moniker and all that stuff. But, you know, when you talk about facilities, you talk about means, you talk about all that, they've already got a leg up on most competitors because, you know, they've got excellent coaching and all that stuff. But, I mean, Newark 7-3. I mean, you got some momentum coming off that big win at the end of the season to get into the playoffs. I mean, it's throw down. It's time to go.
And you got, you know, former Granville coach Buttermore is the coach over at Upper Arlington. So even though he may not have played, you know, Newark when he was at Granville, coaching Granville, he knows this community. He knows what, you know, there's some ball players over here. And, and Newark's got them this year. So, it comes down to almost every game. It's who's winning the offensive and defensive lines and who makes the least amount of mistakes. I mean, that's – and in the playoffs, it's even ratcheted up even more because now it's one and done. You just can't be like, oh, well, if we lose this week, we got a game next week. No, you don't. You're going to be home probably for a lot of these kids getting ready for basketball season or mm-hmm. whatever, you know, other sports they play. So the mindset tonight has to be, fellas, there can be no mistake. Not that it's not like that every week, but you can be no mistakes. I mean, this is, you got to play good, crisp football if you want to move on.
Well, and that always reminds me of the movie Hoosiers, you know, where they go in and, hey, look, the basket's 10 feet tall and the foul line's 15 feet. And it's all the same. It's just how do you handle it with your attitude and your prep and your execution. And, you know, some kids, when it gets to the playoffs, they get a little wide-eyed. They get a little nervous. Other kids, it's like, hey, it's another game. Let's keep the mo going and win. So it just it depends on the probably the first series or two. Can they get settled down? You know, there's going to be a few more Arlington people there just because it's in their backyard. But it's going to be fun to watch and fun to listen to.
And again, you've got kids who are young that have not been in this position before. Now, everybody made the playoffs, obviously, with the COVID year, and Newark made them as well. But, I mean, now there's expectations on you. I mean, it's not like you got in just because you got in. I mean, there's expectations on you now. People expect you to play well and do the thing. I mean, if you look at Newark and had them last week, there's a lot of talent across the board on that Wildcats team. I mean, Coach Franks has got some talented kids. Now can you keep that momentum going? And again, it'll just come down to who makes the big play, who doesn't make any mistakes. And hopefully at the end of the night, when Rennie and I are walking out of that booth, we're thinking about, all right, where are we going next to follow Newark? That's just what you want.
So what do you think the over-under is on how many teams from Licking County go on?
To win tonight and move on?
Yeah. Oh, is it half? Is it more than half?
I think, and again, people may call me up and complain. If I could see four of these teams go to the next round, I'd be pleased.
Okay.
I would be pleased. Okay. Now, Granville is without their starting quarterback because he has to sit out a game because he was ejected from their win last week in the season finale. So he is not playing tonight. So, I mean, that you never know.
Right.
Again, they're favored to win, but you never know.
Right.
And then, you know, you got Licking Heights, Watkins, Utica, Northridge, and Johnstown. They're on the road. I do like Johnstown tonight. Their running game has been just unbelievable. So, you know, if you can keep that up and do what you do, that's great. Watkins and Heath is playing, by the way. I forgot about them. Heath is playing well here as of late. They got off to just a terrible start, 1-4, 1-5, but have turned their season around. And I'm one of those guys who believes in, boy, you catch a team with some momentum and they got nothing to play for, nothing to lose, you don't want them.
Right.
So I could see Heath, you know, maybe having something going on for them tonight, but it's going to be hard. I mean, it's hard no matter what. I think Newark is the 12th seed. Upper Arlington is the 5th. So, you know, a little bit, even though they're one game better at 8-2, 7-3, I have never seen them, so I can't give you, you know, I'm trying to put my game notes together, but you know what? If I could see four of them getting through, that would be pretty successful.
Yeah, well, I mean, part of it, they mean some teams are perennially there and some teams are perennially not there. So new experience for a lot of these teams. Yep. A lot of these teams don't have that, you know, hey, we're always knocking. So that's what's interesting. You know, can as a coaching staff, can you get them coached up, get them focused, and keep them playing the kind of ball they played to get there? If you can do that, you got a fighting chance.
That's right. That's all you can ask for. Just give me that same effort, and you'll get that out of the kids no matter what. And then again, tomorrow afternoon, you got the big Ohio State-Penn State game. Last I saw, Ohio State still about a 3.5-point favorite heading into that game against the Nittany Lions. Won't be easy, that's for sure. I mean, it never is over there with those two teams. And you still don't know about Penn State's quarterback, Drew Aller, if he's going to play. So, you know, Coach Franklin for Penn State said it'd be a game-time decision, so we'll have to wait and see on that.
Yeah, I wonder if that's a little gamesmanship. It just feels like gamesmanship to me. But I saw a clip on the internet this morning, and again, you can say you can believe it or not, but it was Coach Franklin talking. He says, look, they ask him about, you know, should it have been a night game or what? He's like, look, I've talked to alumni, I've talked to the students, I've talked to the athletes. Everybody's excited for a noon game at Ohio State. It's always a great rivalry, so go, go, go. So I think they're going to be up for it. You know, you talk about make or break games. If it's another road loss for the Buckeyes and it's close, I mean, the Oregon game proved that it didn't really hurt them that much. So the road to the Natty, I mean, that is just so ingrained in my brain. But with two losses,
could be tough.
Now it starts to, because you still got to play Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And there's people arguing that Indiana's the best team in the Big Ten, which kind of a stretch.
I would think.
For me, I think there's at least three teams better than them right now without counting too hard. And then you still got to play the team up north, which most people think is a pushover this year, but that game is a pick 'em every year. So I think it's a must-win for the Buckeyes.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't think they can afford to lose to Penn State on Saturday. And then if you're all footballed out, be sure to join Joel and I Sunday. get your toy on. Get your Salvation Army.
Get your bike on, baby.
Get your bike on.
Rumble, rumble, rumble.
head over to the Walmart in Heath for the Rolling Thunder 37th annual Rolling Thunder Toy Run. Joel and I will be over there from 11 to 1, and it's just a blast. If you've never done it, just come over, drop off a toy, drop off a cash donation, whatever you want. All that money stays here locally, goes to the Salvation Army, and it's just such a neat event to see all those bikes pull in. You know, we get there early, get set up, and there's maybe 100 or so, maybe 200 bikes when we get there. But from the moment we step on that parking lot until the moment we leave, it's nothing but a steady stream of bikes.
It's like an ocean of bikes. Yeah. Your chest hurts by the end of it from all the thumping and rumbling of those big Harleys coming in there. But it's like a family reunion, too. I mean, so many people have done it for so many years that it's a feel-good thing. And to just watch the piles of toys come in. I mean, I forget, last year was like 7 or 8 trucks and trailers and just packed full. And what was so fun, I took off just before 1 o'clock because that's when the parade kind of lets out and they ride from the Walmart and Heath up through town and then drop everything off at the Salvation Army. There were people out along the route.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's literally an event.
Yep.
And again, to be a part of it is just it's just so wonderful.
Last year, they had to call people and say, hey, we need a pickup truck. So they had to bring more pickup trucks in last year because people were dropping. And great.
Yeah.
Look, if they wanted to use the back of my car, I'd have driven the toys down there. I mean, if that's what it meant to get more folks in there, just make sure you do that. You mentioned the parade, so just keep that in mind, too. On Sunday, if you have to be in Heath and you got to be in that area, the Walmart, the Cross Creek, I would plan that accordingly, because if you get stuck behind that thing, you're going to be stuck behind it for a while.
That's worse than a railroad crossing.
It is.
As far as time goes.
I mean, you're talking over 1,000 bikes.
Yeah.
So just keep that in mind.
Yep.
They do their best to get it through there as quickly as they can. But, I mean, when you're talking over 1,000 motorcycles, it's going to take a while. Mm-hmm. So just remember that. And, again, if you can, stop down between 11 and 1, make a donation. Everything, and I mean everything, dollars, toys, all of it, stays right here in Licking County to help kids in our community. So again, that's Sunday from 11 to 1. If you need more information on it, go to our website, WNKO.com. Go to our Facebook page. Go to the Rolling Thunder Facebook page as well. They will have all of that on there. So you can check it out. Come down and have a great time with Joel and I on Sunday from 11 to 1. We'll get you back to the music next with Travis Denning on Buckeye Country 107.7.